Good day, everyone. Welcome to Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 35, season 2. And this is a special episode because I will discuss a little bit about me and my good news. And this program is brought to you by Nelson Brothers Furniture Company. And here is a commercial from 1971.
Nelson loves me. Nelson loves me. Nelson Brothers love me. Furniture for you. Always something new. Nelson Brothers love me. And they'll love you too.
With your Nelson Brothers credit power, enjoy life now. Admire the 17-piece Paramount Living Room Group. Everything from rugs on the floor to pictures on the wall. A world of rooms priced the warehouse savings way. From $588 down to $244. Yes, you have credit power at Nelson Brothers South. Halsted near 65th. Cottage Grove near 63rd. 9605 South Cicero Avenue. Nelson Brothers North, Broadway near Lawrence, Lincoln Avenue near Belmont, 1751 North Harlem, Nelson's Warehouse Sales, 2750 West Grand Avenue. Open Monday and Thursday until 9 at night, Sunday 10 until 5.
Nelson Brothers love me, and they'll love you too.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Nelson Brothers. I will discuss on the episode about a little history of the company. And I will talk about some other things. Like, for example, I will talk about Alex Dreyer. He was a anchorman and actor and very well known in Chicago. And I will talk about Canfield's Ginger Ale. And last but not least, I will talk a little bit about Henry's Hamburgers. But before I go into all that, today is July 1st, 2021. And yesterday, on June 30th, I went to my urologist for a follow-up checkup. I took a blood test the week prior. And so I went there with my mother. And I waited for the urologist to give me the results of the PSA results. That's like a blood test. And it's excellent news. The results is 0.1. So it's not, I'm not out of the woods yet. I mean, it's undetectable, but there's some detection, very tiny. So he's very pleased. I'm very pleased. And the reason why is about a couple months ago, I started taking a medication that was introduced this past year. It was approved by the FDA in late 2020, probably around December. So my urologist prescribed it, and I started taking it in this past couple months. And it's called Orgovix. I think the other term is called Relugovix. Cannot pronounce it. And I've been taking it. The first day I took it three times for the first day. Then I took one every day in the morning. And that medication really works. It's phenomenal. And my PSA before was 2.4, and it just dropped fast. It lowers your testosterone. The other news that my doctors told me that I have to take this every day, probably for the rest of my life, or maybe about 2 or 3 years, and then we'll see. I will see him again on October 27th. I will receive more pills in the mail, or I have to pick them up at the pharmacy for a 90-day supply. Side effects, usually it's like a diarrhea or you can't hold your urination. I still have that problem, but not every day. It's getting better. And hot flashes, like women go through menopause. So I had a few occasions with that, but it only lasted like a few minutes. But now I don't have that anymore, so that's good news. So I'm a prostate cancer survivor, and I'm very happy. My mother's pleased, and I posted on social media, and everyone is ecstatic. And thank you for the well wishes, everyone, from my church, from my family, people I went to high school with, people I used to work at America's First Travel, people from my old neighborhood. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. It's been horrible, you know, but there was no pain. So I was just worried. And when I went to the doctor yesterday, the nurse take my blood pressure, it went a little high. I guess I was just nervous, or, you know, I didn't want to hear bad news. So that is good news. So I am a prostate cancer survivor. And I urge men, you know, if you go to the bathroom a lot, please go see your doctor. That's the first sign. Or if you have, wake up in the middle of the night and you urinate, you know, it'll save your life, because other men don't go before it's too late. So, because my cancer was localized, but my doctor said it was very aggressive, and there was a good chance it would spread all over my body, but, it was nasty. It was nasty. He had a hard time operating on it. And I thank him for that. He saved my life. So keep your fingers crossed. And hopefully I'll get off this medication in 2 to 3 years. And my doctor said we'll take like a holiday, like a break. And if we do that, and if the PSA goes up a bit, I will return. I would resume taking the Orgovyx, medication. So I don't mind taking it every day. It's fine. You know, as long as, if I take it for the rest of my life, I can live to be 100. That'd be great. And I also found out yesterday that singer Rod Stewart was he's a prostate cancer survivor. He was diagnosed in 2016. And I forgot about that. And he said the same message I do. Please go to your doctor, you know, if you have any symptoms. Even if you don't have any symptoms, please go for a checkup. And he had his prostate removed, and he's doing fine. He said it was a 2-year battle, but he's doing excellent. And he's almost 80, I think. Yeah, he's in his late 70s, so God bless him. And that goes for, I think, Ben Stiller. He was diagnosed in the early 2010s, I know. So God bless them all. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Okay, that'll be all for me. And now I will talk about other stuff on my episode. And we will talk about Nelson Brothers, which you heard the commercial earlier. I'll talk about a little history of that. According to a obituary I found on the Chicago Tribune, up. And Nelson Brothers was founded in the 1930s, and it was founded by a man named Abe Blinder with his father Herman in the 1930s. And their noted, well-advertised slogan was "Nelson Brothers loves me, and they love you too." So I don't know where they got that slogan. Maybe I'll find out later. And they opened their first store on 6310 Broadway. I think that's around the Rogers Park neighborhood, probably near Loyola University. And the sign read, "Nelson's Brothers Moving and Storage." And then they added a warehouse at 6910 South Cottage Grove. I think they moved that warehouse on Grand Avenue, I think around California. I think 2750. If you heard the commercial, 2750. I forget. So. Then they acquired the assets of the Alexander Revel Furniture Company, and I think they merged, and they grew to 7 stores in Chicago, and they had 2 in Milwaukee. And I also remember the commercials. They were memorable. They used to play them during a Cubs game on WGN, during the late movie on Channel 9, probably in the morning movie, the late movie, on the weekend movie. So, and then And they interviewed on the 10th inning. That's the show right after the Chicago Cubs baseball game. And I remember a store. It was located in 9605 South Cicero in Oakland. My mother brought her bedroom furniture there. And I think she still has it. And it's beautiful. And it's a shame they went out of business because they were a good store. They had quality stuff. And they were around forever. And I don't know when it went out of business. Probably late 1980s, early 1990s. And a lot of people remembered the stores in the Uptown neighborhood. There was one in 63rd and Cottage Grove. There was one in the Inglewood neighborhood, 65 and 65th Street in Halsted, excuse me. And most on the north side, Lincoln and Belmont. So, you know, it was nice. And like I repeat, that jingle is stuck in your head and people love it. So you can view commercials on YouTube if you do a search on them. Also, I want to mention that some of the clips I used are from a website called Fuzzy Memories TV, and the person that's in charge of it. His name is Rick Klein. He's a very good friend of mine. He finds those wonderful clips. Television clips from Chicago's past, and the website is fuzzysmemory.tv. He hasn't updated his website in a long time, so hopefully he'll do it soon. And if you have any old VHS tapes from the 70s or early 80s, like Betamax VHS, you can shoot him an email. His email is Rick at fuzzy.tv. So, like I said, if you have anything, just you can contact Mark on Facebook. He is there. And he'd be so happy to hear from you. I might have a couple things, too. I'm going to search if I have time. So I will mention his name from time to time. And if I borrow one, I will credit it. I will let him know. So he's a very understanding man. Okay, the next thing I will talk about is Alex Dreyer. And he was an anchor. He was a reporter, news reporter, commentator, and anchorman. And he was born in June 26, 1916 in Honolulu. He died in March 11, 2000 at the age of 83 in California. And he started on NBC. And he was in Germany, in Berlin. Yeah, he was in Berlin, Germany, he was in Berlin. And he was under surveillance by the Gestapo, the Nazis. And then he left Berlin one day before the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. And he was on NBC on the radio from 1942 to 1945. On Saturdays and weekdays from 1951 to 1956. And he was known in Chicago as the man on the go. And he was the anchor man from on NBC. It was WNBQ. Then it was changed to WMAQ in 1964. And he also handled the news on Today on the Farm. He did that. I wonder what that's about. Let me click on that. I was a country music a show, and it was a variety show, and he was featured in there. Very interesting. And that was on NBC. Then in 1962 he was replaced by Floyd Calber. I don't know if he was fired because he then moved to ABC, and it was WBKB channel 7, and then, you know, it changed to WLS in October 1968. So I don't know if he got forced or quit. I don't know. And I remember seeing him vaguely in the 60s and 70s. And then he left in the mid-60s. I think Fahey Flynn took over. And then with Joel Daly as the premier eyewitness news anchors. And then he moved to California and he moved to California in 1967. And he worked in Los Angeles. And he also became a career as an actor, which I didn't know. I probably did know, but I probably forgot. So, and he guest starred in some movies, a lot of movies. He was the first movie he was in was The Boston Strangler. That's in 1968, that starred Tony Curtis. And he was in TV shows like Mannix, Kojak, Land of the Giants, Heart to Heart, and Love American Style. And he served as a chairman of the board at the Annenberg Center for Health Sciences and a board member of the Eisenhower Medical Center. And he was inducted to the Illinois Broadcasters Hall of Fame in 1989. So he had a booming voice, like most anchormen, and which I didn't know. And I do, like I mentioned before, I vaguely remember him. And I didn't get the chance to ask my mother if she remembered seeing him on TV. And I think she did. She did see him during the 60s when during the 60s on Channel 7. Excuse me, I had to get some water. So so that's it. He had an interesting career. So he was one of the early anchormen. So hopefully a lot of people remembered him. So he was an interesting guy. Okay, the next thing I will touch base with is Canfield's Ginger Ale. Now, when I pull something about Canfield's, particularly ginger ale, a lot of people remembered it, and they said it was the best ginger ale they ever tasted it. That even surpassed Schweppes and Canada Dry. So I think when I was a kid, I had it one time, but I don't remember the taste of it. I'm sure it was good, but I drank Canada Dry, and I loved that. They came out with, I think, Canada Dry Gold, and that's more gingery, but I tried it one time, and it's very strong, so I didn't care for it. It's like, oof, no thank you. Schweppes is a little stronger, but I like Canada Dry. It's milder. You know, it's good. And as for, excuse me, for Canfield's Ginger Ale, it was one of the most popular flavors that Canfield ever had. Others were Anna Banana. There was a Swiss Cream soda. Everyone loves Swiss Cream. Yeah, I like Swiss Cream cool. It has that vanilla taste. I love that. And unfortunately, I heard Canfield's is still in business. You can order some in Amazon, but I don't know if it tastes the same one in previous years. So I don't know. We'll see about that. Okay. Excuse me, I was going to stop coughing. When I talk, I apologize, everyone. Every time I talk too much, my throat gets dry and cough, so I'll do the best I can. The next thing I will talk about is Henry's Hamburgers. I think I mentioned about that in a previous episode, but if I did, I apologize. So I'll talk about a little more about that and its history, because I posted a on my Facebook page on Fan of Chicagoland, a ad from June 30th, 1961. And it listed all the locations in the Chicagoland area. And the one I just remembered was at 79th and Cicero. And there's a photo somewhere. I'm going to post that someday. It was from a person. I will credit him. Another famous one was at near the Riverview Park on the north side on Western Avenue. And believe it or not, the sign is still there, but, you know, it's covered. But you could tell the shape of it. It was Henry's Hamburgers. So it started in 1954 by the Bresser Ice Cream Company. Wonderful ice cream. I love that. And it was Henry was chosen on the memory of the late Henry Bresler, one of the founders of the ice cream company. And he was... It was modeled after James Collin Hamburger Handout restaurants in California, which and then it turned into McDonald's. And they were a competitor to McDonald's, both in California and Chicago. To tell you the truth, I never eaten there. I wish I did. And from according to most people, they loved the food was wonderful, even surpassed McDonald's. And by 1956, they had 35 locations, and that's amazing. And their advertising slogans were, "Aren't you hungry for Henry's? Head for Henry's." And I'm sorry, head for Henry's. And it was 15 cents or 10 burgers for a buck. Sounds like something from White Castle's. And The strange reason is around the 1970s, they were closing at a rapid rate, and they don't know why. I don't know. Maybe it was change of ownership, or they didn't want to do this anymore. Or they also, there was rumors they didn't want to install a drive-through or diversify the menus. I don't know. And there is only one location left, and that's in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Someday if I go to Michigan, maybe I'll stop by and have a hamburger. We'll see about that. And so I found a menu from I'm not sure what year it was. Let's see. It was located at 1300 West Ogden, Downers Grove, and probably late 50s, early 60s. So I'll read off the menu real quickly. They had hamburgers for 15 cents, cheeseburgers 19 cents. They added 4 cents for the cheese. Hot fish sandwich, shrimp dinner, golden french fries. Hot fish sandwich was 29 cents, shrimp dinner 72 cents. And golden french fries, like I mentioned, 10 cents. Chicken dinner, 98 cents. Vienna hot dog, 22 cents. Hot tamale, 12 cents. They're thick shapes, maybe chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. You know, the standard ones, 20 cents. And soft drinks, probably two sizes, probably small and large or small and medium, 10 cents and 15 cents, excuse me. So, like I said before, I wish I patronized that place. I'm sure it was wonderful because I'm a hamburger junkie. I would eat them every day. I really would. I wrote a story about that on my blog, AdvantageChicagoland.blog, and it mentioned all the hamburger places, the most that then ceased to exist. So if you go to my blog, you would read the story. You'd be very pleased. Okay. So that'll be all for today. I want to thank you for joining me on my good news that I'm a prostate cancer survivor, and hopefully it will not recur, and I would live for a long, long time and do podcast episodes for a long time. And you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm on Instagram, Reddit, and I will publish this episode on my old social media accounts. I'm also on YouTube. I just started about a week ago. So you can find me on YouTube and you can listen there. And as for the, you can listen at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. I don't know what else. There's a lot of them. Oh, Google Podcasts. So you can listen in. And I hope you enjoy today's show and previous episodes. Okay. So this is Pete Costanis, and this is episode 35, season 2 of Vanished Chicagoland Stories. And hopefully I'll record another episode in coming days. And take care, everyone. Bye-bye for now for me. And here is Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now. Take it away, Ray.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.